I want to thank Eric Trosh for contributing the following story. You're nothing but a jackleg. As you know, Grandpa never really wanted to be a farmer. That's why he jumped at the chance to get educated and away from the farm. But Grandpa loved to keep his roots, which meant planting tomatoes and flowers as such. Being the lucky family down the street, we had years of learning to shut up and employ whatever early 20th century agricultural technique he remembered from his days on the Conrad family farm in Indiana. That's why Grandpa insisted on using real manure. Man, that stuff stunk, and he wouldn't let you use gloves because you got to get your hands in the earth and feel it to be a good gardener. Well, personally, at 11 years old, I wasn't about to question his superior farm knowledge because I didn't know any better. And if I did, as I said before, it's never wise to show up Grandpa. Well, on one of his many visits to my house, Grant was unfortunate enough to get roped into one of Grandpa's gardening adventures. Grandpa did as he normally did and stormed down the street in his work clothes, which consisted of nothing more than his old red 70 suit pants, a light blue shirt, of course you never could really get him out of his suit, and his hush puppies. He barged into my house to see what type of workers he had that day. He grabbed up Grant and myself and said, "We gotta fix my damn pea bushes." He dragged us up to his backyard and directed us to a sorry-looking tangled mess of overgrown vegetation. He brought out some old political campaign stakes and what appeared to be some torn-up t-shirts. Frankly, I had no idea peas grew in such a mess. After about an hour of unsuccessfully trying to hang bushes over long stretches of tied-together t-shirt scraps between wooden stakes, Grant decided to pipe in his opinion. You see, Grant's mom, Virginia, had a prize garden with squash, watermelon, and corn, and probably half the produce you could find at Harris Teeter. Grant also wasn't privy to the shut-up-and-let-Grandpa-do-all-the-decision-making method of operation. Grant also had a mechanically sound idea to fix the problem and was a year older and braver than me, so he chimed in. "Grandpa, wouldn't it make more sense to tie the bush directly to the stake?" Grandpa turned with a most incredulous look and said, "Oh, you think you're so cute, don't you? I was raised on the farm. Don't you think I know what I'm doing?" Grant said, "But Grandpa, it makes more sense to..." "You're nothing but a jackleg." "But Grandpa, I think jackleg." "But it doesn't make any jackleg." But jackleg. Jackleg." Then there was silence. Grandpa punctuated one more time. "Jackleg." Grant, who was still trying to figure out what the hell a jackleg was, said, "I was just trying to help." Grandpa retorted, "You're nothing but a jackleg. You just think you know everything. Well, oh hell." Well, at this point, Grant knew he was whipped, and he bowed his head in defeat and said, "What do you want us to do?" Grandpa replied, "Come over here and hang this pea plant over the wire," which was really a t-shirt. So we did what any preteens would do in our shoes, facing another barrage of jackleg proclamations. We sat around for the next 2 hours trying to do it Grandpa's way. That is, until Grandpa couldn't take it anymore and said, "To hell with those damn plants," and left us sitting out there with manure all over our hands.